commencing countdown. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition.
What an incredible smell you stuff.
Lord Jesus, this ain't happening, man. This can't be happening, man. This ain't happening.
Inconceivable!
Autobots, transform!
Welcome to the Skiffy and Fanny Show, episode number 24.
Watching TV only in moderation, at least until our brains leak out our noses.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Jen.
And this episode is a torture cinema episode, which was extra torture for Jen.
Extra super large amounts of torture for me. Yeah.
She doesn't like horror movies.
I don't. So, they scare me.
So apparently Mia, your friend Mia, suggested this.
Yes, Mia suggested it and I hate her. A lot. Except that I don't really, because she just sent me a really sweet letter. And I love you, Mia! But never make me watch a horror movie ever again. Okay, this is the girl that I watched It with when I was, like, in, I don't know, ninth grade. And we were watching it in my recently remodeled home. It still wasn't completed, so we were watching it in the upstairs of this, like, you know, it was wood framing and some walls, but that was it. And we watched it, and I'm still scared.
It is creepy.
It is.
Yeah. So. Anyway, so torture cinema this week is actually on, again, it's a horror movie, and it's on a movie that was suggested to us that was supposed to be genre-ish in terms of sci-fi fantasy, but isn't really, but it's a movie called Creep, which is a British horror film.
Yes, it is British. And it is.
Well, it's set in England, yeah.
Horror.
Yeah, it's kind of a horror. So, I mean, the first thing we do before we go into our 5x5s is we have to literally tell you what the stupid thing is about. And I really want to take this one.
Then you can take this one, because I don't remember.
Because
I only watched
it. I already have a good joke right from the start.
Oh, fabulous. I love a good joke.
Yeah, but we'll see if anybody catches it.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. This is what the movie's about. All right, so Bourne's girlfriend, Jason Bourne, by the way, Jason Bourne's girlfriend apparently is slightly hookerish and creepy, and she, like, hunts down celebrities in bars and then tries to have sex with them while being really drunk. So this is, like, her life journey, and she wears really ugly flower dresses.
Really ugly.
Yeah, they did not. That's not one of my hates, but, like.
It should be. Just kidding.
The only guy that dresses well is the rapist. So, because he wears a suit and he kind of looks good in a suit, but he's still creepy because he's a rapist. But anyway, moving on. So Jason Bourne's girlfriend, who's a hooker, or not really, she's not really a hooker, but she could be a hooker.
She's a disaster, though.
She's a disaster. So she decides, like, she had this big plan with her friend to go, like, have sex with George Clooney in a bar. Or, well, not in the bar, but just whatever. But anyway, that's like their plan, but she's already toasted a little bit. And apparently the friend leaves, and she's like, I'm still going to go and, like, have sex with George Clooney. And so she goes to the subway and falls asleep in the subway. The train sub system in what I assume is London, but
Yes, the underground.
The underground of London. I'm not sure if it's a subway there, it's just the train, because they do both.
It's the subway. It's the underground.
Is it? Okay, well, I don't know. Whatever. I've only been to Heathrow, so.
Dork.
Shut up. Anyway, moving on. So she decides she's going to down a whole bottle of what looks like vodka. A little bottle, not like one of those carry bottles, which I'm sure is illegal, but whatever. Anyway, and then she falls asleep. after looking at a creepy guy who's eating a sandwich in a really gross way, or what looks like a sandwich, but maybe it's just rat meat. I don't know. But anyway, she falls asleep and she wakes up and she realizes she's trapped. And so something comes along where she, a train comes by and she gets on the train, and
then the rapist comes along
and
he
tries to rape
killed.
Her. Yeah. She's, like, really mean to him earlier. And apparently he, like, does
Takes
not
that
understand.
As a yes.
Yeah. Like, somehow in his head, the signals got crossed to where
He's a rapist.
I detest your existence becomes, I want to have lots of sex with you in public.
Well, that's because he's a rapist.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but anyway, so he comes and he tries to rape her, and she's all, ah, I'm like, help me, that's bad. And then he gets pulled out, and like you hear, ah, and he like, you know, makes awful noises as he's being stabbed. And, well, you don't find out he's being stabbed till later, but whatever. But, and then so he like, his head pops up, and he's all bloody, and he's all, ah. And so she runs like a girl, because she is a girl, and she's in heels, so of course, running in heels, wonderful. And she runs, and she gets, finds these homeless people, and pays him like $200 or £100 to like make her like find the security guard, who then gets killed. And at some point along the line, like, all of this is just really dumb. And there is like a 5-minute opening sequence in which a guy who's like got put in prison for smoking pot or dealing pot, like, has to go in the sewer to help this old guy who's been working there forever, and they find a new tunnel, and then they both get kidnapped, or one of them gets killed by the creature. But anyway, we'll get back to that. So anyway, so somewhere down the line, we find out about the creature, but it's not really a creature. It's just a man who's just deformed and really creepy.
Freak.
Yeah. And so, like, there's a whole thing, like, oh, we're running around in the sewer, and the bad guy's going to get us, and we have to get away, and like, eh. And then they get away. The ending is, like, she is like a total witch to the homeless people. It's like she looks down at them, and then what happens in the end is she's all covered in sewage and somebody throws money at her. It's like justice. So anyway, the whole point is there's some creepy guy, and we don't really know like why he's creepy and like kills people the way he does, but it's like running around in dark places and lots of screaming and running in heels.
And that's about it.
Like, there's... It's just, like, it sounds so dumb when you try to describe it.
That's probably because it was pretty dumb.
There's just no real plot to it other than I don't want to die.
Yes.
So anyway, that's it.
Yeah.
And there's, like, random... Like, she's German... And there's, like, random Americans in it somewhere, and, like, there's British people, and there's Scottish people, and there's, like, or English people and Scottish people, and then there's, I don't know, like...
A genetic freak.
And then a genetic freak who makes rat noises or goes... and, like...
Yeah, he sounds a little bit like a velociraptor.
I don't know. Well, anyway, so that did I get the movie? I mean, that's basically it, yeah?
That's basically the movie. Where's the joke?
It was the Bourne's girlfriend. Because that's who she is.
I know, but she's also the one from, what was the movie, the first one that she did that was actually really awesome? That actually reminded me of this
movie
somehow.
Run Lola or something?
Run Lola Run, which was a great film. But now she's doing this crap, and maybe she should just stick to German or something. I don't know, because she was a much better actress when she was doing Run Lola Run. Granted, the entire movie is her running, which is kind of what this movie is, too.
Yeah, it's just... It's,
so I suppose it works in terms of casting, but it was ridiculous.
They already knew she could run, so that was sex.
Exactly. They're like, oh, you're perfect. You can run.
We don't need to worry about the acting.
Who needs acting when you can run?
Oddly enough, she's the only one who can run in the movie, because the only other person who's fit enough to run gets high on, like, heroin.
Yes.
For some reason.
Yeah, that was fabulous.
And then suddenly, like is high on heroin, and then all of a sudden, like, I'm okay.
He's fine. I'm okay. Let's go.
Like, because, you know, everyone who does heroin just, like, totally okay after that.
Bounces back within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe it was really crappy heroin. Who knows? Actually, that would probably kill you. I don't know. Whatever. All right. Can we do our dislikes first?
Oh. Okay.
Can you do that? Is that acceptable?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I can manage that.
All right. Yeah, so your first dislike.
Random high-pitched screams, screeches, and noises from the man creature.
Those were slightly obnoxious.
Like, there was no rationale for why he made these, like, really high-pitched noises.
No, all I could figure was that he was communicating with rats, but that didn't even make any sense, because
but
that's
not
what rats sound like.
There's, like, one moment.
I know.
Like, anytime he shows up to kill somebody, there's rats there. Like, but only two times. It's only two times that rats show up and people die. But, like, the other times...
There are no rats.
There are no rats, but he does, like, there's a moment where he throws, like, human meat at some rats.
To the rats? Right.
Yeah, and he's like, and he like makes noises at them. But like, there was just no rationale for it. And it was just kind of seemed like they just really wanted to like hurt our ears or
something. It was like they were playing up the fact that he was a mutant genetic freak, but that didn't even make sense in the explanation of who he was or why he was a mutant freak. The attempt at an explanation, which was all done in just basically images. You know, it's no actual, you know, like people talking about it explanation. It's just like pictures in a room and blah, blah, blah. But it turns out that the dude can freaking talk. So why didn't he just talk the whole time? I have no idea.
I took that to mean that he learned how to say what the one lady said.
Well, yeah, but except in the picture, he's obviously, you know, a
raised
juvenile. Raised by people who presumably talked.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, that doesn't make any sense either. Like, I
don't know.
Like, maybe because he's
been living with rats so long, he just learned to speak rat. Except that he's totally not speaking rat. He's speaking velociraptor.
So, we're doing, like, the feral dog child thing? Like,
rah, rah. I don't even know what it is.
That's a bird.
Right, exactly. He sounds more like a bird than he does a rat. Rats go, but not. They don't go, rah. I don't know.
Well, rats that are dying go, like,
yeah, maybe he speaks to dying rats, which doesn't really make sense.
He apparently likes them. Anyway, so what's your first dislike?
Okay, my first dislike was the absolute gigantic plot hole of why the frack was it happening on this particular night? Why not last night or the next night? Or why not 2 months ago? And presumably this has been happening for a while.
And nobody's questioned it.
And nobody's questioned it. I mean, I love the one guy's line about, you know, he makes the crack about how homeless people have been disappearing. And she's like, oh, really? No, homeless people are already missing. And you're like, oh, that's so funny. But actually, it was one of my favorite parts. But really, it didn't make any freaking sense. It's just like it was so convenient. And that was probably the biggest problem of the entire film. Everything was so convenient. You're like,
of course.
Oh, look, she's taking the subway because she can't get a taxi cab. And seriously, saddest attempt to get a taxi I've ever seen in my life.
It was kind of sad. She tries twice and then she's like, the subway will be faster.
Exactly.
Like, what?
My husband and I waited around an hour in San Francisco to take a freaking taxi. She could have tried maybe for 5 minutes. But no, it's like, taxi! Taxi, and then she's done, and she's taking the subway, and she's paying £20 to get a freaking 1.5-pound train pass. You're like, really? Why? And all it was so she could talk to the homeless girl. That was it. That was the only reason to ever pay £20, because of course the machines are broken, so she can't just,
they're not,
you know,
broken. They just only
change.
There's a whole thing where she talks to the other British lady about the fact
which
that
was,
it only takes exact
only
change,
take
and she's
change.
Like, no, you have to go to the booth. And he's like, are you enjoying this? Like, no, we just want to get to the booth. And I'm just like,
right, random conversation. Thanks.
And it's like,
really,
but you're
that.
Just like that lady, because you just said that to another guy who was asking for change.
Exactly.
Like, this thing
so,
only gives
ha,
out notes.
You know,
if you want
making
change,
fun of the homeless people, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You know, and yes, it was, you know, the irony of the situation, blah, blah, blah. So pointless.
Yes.
In the grand scheme of things.
All right.
So, yes, that was like, and it just, like, the convenience of it all. It's like, okay, what the hell? I mean, did he like pretty things and thought she was pretty, so he decided to target her and save her from the rapist, and then...
No, he clearly wants to eat her or feed her to his rats.
Right.
Because
exactly.
He puts her in the cage in the middle.
Yeah, so,
and,
really...
But then I don't... Yeah, but we'll not go to the... No, we'll stop. We'll stop at the... Because the ending, part of the ending is one of my things. So, all right. My first like then is, I actually like the setting and the scenery.
Oh yeah, it was well. It was very nice.
Yeah, those are like really creepy corridors and like sewage tunnels and like, yeah, they're cliche and but like it fits, you know, the movie's called Creep and it's like those are places I would not want to be with a serial killer.
Yes, like, I would not want to be with the serial killer in the London Underground or sewer
like,
systems.
I would rather be in my apartment.
No, it was a very good setting for this type of film. They just, you know, killed it in all other ways. But it was a very good setting. The coloring was good. I mean, the lighting was fantastic.
Yes, and like
the glow of this nice, clean spaces contrasted with like the dark grittiness of, you know, the sewage system. systems and the actual tunnels.
Yeah, and you got the cool medical facility and all. Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice. I did like that.
Then your number one like.
My number one like was actually the music. But I wrote that in the first 10 minutes of the film. I was like, ooh, I like this music. It's actually creepy. And it totally succeeded in freaking me out. Because my thing with horror is that a lot of horror films, to me, really aren't horrifying because of the bad music. I mean, the soundtracks on a lot of horror films just suck. They don't build up suspense well at all. This one did a fabulous job of building up suspense in the first 10 minute, that little opening clip part. Great job on the music. And then when she is finally underground, she falls asleep, she wakes up. Also, good job on the music. For the first maybe 5-10 minutes, she's down there. At some point, though, they just lost it and got, like, ridiculous. And it was about the same point in time that they revealed who the creep was.
Yeah.
They kind of went hand in hand. It was like, once they revealed the creep, then you're like, wow, this is freaking ridiculous. And then the music suddenly was ridiculous. And but I liked... I thought they did a good job up until that point of setting the mood.
Okay.
The music. So I liked that.
Okay. All right. So then your next dislike.
My next dislike is, oh my God, the acting freaking sucked.
Yeah, it was awful.
Awful.
Ugh. The only guy I liked was the old guy at the very beginning in the sewer.
He was funny. I liked that entire, actually, beginning scene, I have to admit.
It was pretty
if they had
decent,
cut the movie off after that, I would have been perfectly happy.
Yeah, like, and I thought that the Scottish homeless guy, like, he wasn't horrible, but he wasn't good.
Yeah.
Like, I think the fact that he was contrasted with her and she was really quite bad, like, really dampened him.
Yeah, I don't remember her name right now.
Fraulein, I don't know. She's German. Dankeschön. There you go.
Franca. Potent.
I was going to say Franca.
Franca Potent. Okay, anyway, she sucked in this. Like,
yeah, she was awful.
And she's the main character. I mean, she's in literally every scene except for the first one. And I didn't buy anything she said. And having seen her in the Bourne movies, and she was pretty good in the Bourne movie, and having seen her in Run Lola Run, you know, it's like, what the hell were they feeding this girl, you know? Well, they basically didn't ask anything of her. And this is the director's fault. It's not her fault. It was just really cliche script helped that a lot. You know, and it wasn't actually so much. It was really just her acting that just destroyed it for me. And the creep. But I've got more on that later.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and then the rapist. And I don't know. I actually had less problems with other people. So I'll talk about
that. Well, my second dislike is the random vagina violence.
Random vagina violence. Oh, yeah.
Like, and it's dope. I realize just thinking about when we talk about the rapist, like, there's that aspect. But I'm really talking about the weird, creepy man monster thing. There's a whole sequence where he, like, does this, like, he's doing the, like, where, you know, you're going to do surgery. So, like, you wash your hands and you put on gloves and, like, the whole shebang of, like, that whole process. And then he takes up this, like, really big... Well, I thought it was creepy, but, like, at the same time, like, there was no point for it. But then he takes this big, like what you would saw someone's leg off with, and he jams it up a woman's vaginal area.
Well, presumably, except that in the copy it didn't show that.
Well, it doesn't
really
show it, but it's obvious that that's where he's jamming it.
Yeah, he probably is.
No, it's obvious that's where he's jamming it.
She's spread eagle on, like, a gynecologist
table. She's on, like, stirrups. Yeah, like...
Yeah, which is presumably where the creator, father figure guy that supposedly, you know, made this genetic freak, you know, probably experimented on women, but...
But we don't even know if he was made as a genetic freak or if he was just freak.
Yeah, except that there were a lot of babies in jars.
Yeah, but we'll get to that later. So
maybe
we're supposed to maybe assume, but I just didn't understand the random vagina violence. Like I just didn't get it.
Nobody does.
You're
the only one that noticed random vagina violence.
I guess it's just because I watch a lot of horror films and there's all these like. Where there's a lot of violence, and then I'm like, at least in some horror films, there's violence, and it makes sense.
Maybe like it's because this, he doesn't have a mother.
And so he decides he's going to jam blades up vaginas?
I don't know.
Like, at least in the really crappy Beowulf movie with the with Gerard Butler in it, like, at least the creature thing, the monster guy, whatever, giant monster-y thing, at least when he realized, I don't have a mommy, he's like, I'm going to go have sex with women. And I'm like, okay, like, we're getting somewhere with this.
That makes
he
sense.
He understands the real purpose of vaginas. But, like, this creature's like, I think vaginas are for jamming large blades into.
Maybe he watched a lot of jamming of large blades when he was a child.
I don't...
That was really double entendreous, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but yeah. A lot of phallic gestures here.
Sorry, didn't mean to go there. All right, so anyway, what are we on now? Number two,
number two,
like?
Or like, you're... I'll give mine first, because I went the other way around. So, I guess the thing I liked was the fact that we got a lot of scenes with the monster man creature thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he's awful, I like him more than I like the woman. And I also like that it's something that you don't get in horror very often, where they focus on the thing. Like, the actual guy. Not, like, the impetus for why he's bad, but, like, actually following him being him.
Yeah. Like, that was interesting.
I thought that was interesting, even though it's kind of so ridiculous. But, like...
It was.
I'm grasping at straws, so whatever. So, anyways, I kind of like that. So, anyway, your next like.
My next like was the fact that I actually liked the junkie guide guy.
I did, too!
He was I really
a
did.
Good soul.
Maybe it's just because
that...
I like Scottish accents, but I like... And I think it was because it was so heavily contrasted with her acting. And so maybe he was just good in comparison. But I really did like him. I liked his part. I liked the script that they gave him was better than anybody else's.
True.
Except for that introductory scene, which I thought was hilarious. the fact that the Chinese sewers smelled a little bit like seafood. And I really wanted to hear the rest of the areas. I wanted to hear about the poop smell in Soho, but they never went there.
No, yeah.
But anyway, no, he had a very nice script, and he did a good job of conveying, you know, his relationship with the homeless girl. It was nicely done, and I wanted to see more of him in other things.
Okay. Yeah, I agree
in that. I really did.
Yeah,
and actually, the guy who played George wasn't that bad either.
Which one was George?
The black guy.
Oh, he had some really awful scenes.
He did, but overall, he was more of a plus than a minus. To me.
I have higher standards.
I have very low standards for this movie. I have very low standards, that's for sure.
Okay, right. Okay. Number three dislike, then. My number three dislike is the fact that the music is done by a group that call themselves the Insects.
That's hilarious.
Like, at least, like, the Insect... orchestra, like, I'd be like, okay, like, it's a clear, like, this is a music group, but, like, they call themselves, we're the Insects, and I'm like,
yeah,
like, of course, it had to be in a horror movie, you get this kind of garbage.
Of course, but they did actually a decent job. I'm sorry.
I know, but, like, I just saw that and I was like, I'm out.
Yeah, I suppose.
Like, it's not even 5 minutes in the movie yet, and I'm already like, this is already sucking that you hired a group called the Insects. Like, why couldn't they be like Bob and Joe Music
Only
Emporium?
You would pay attention to that. Because Bob and Joe Music Emporium really wouldn't be that creepy, would it?
No, but the Insects isn't creepy to me either. Well, Insects aren't creepy. They're just insects. They taste good with chocolate.
Yeah, whatever. Gross.
Anyway, your third dislike.
Okay, my third dislike. I'm sorry, I have to swear for this. Dumb. Seriously,
oh,
killed a guy
God.
Already.
Yes, yes, yes. That is part of one of mine.
It was so awful.
That is related to my number four and my number five.
Oh my God, it was painful. It was like, really, just kill him. Just
every single time,
kill
like,
him.
She stabbed him in the eye with her heel, and
then
they get out
and just leave him there. They're like, oh, bye, you're fine, we're going.
But then
you have another hour of film?
And then the point when, like, he gets on the whatever, the George, gets him on the floor and he's, like, pounding his face with his...
Pounding his face in!
And then he's
and
like...
that was it!
And she's like, oh, I'm going to, let
I
me hit it with my
sorry for you.
Like, why do you feel sorry?
Oh,
it was so awful.
It really made me want to shoot myself. And then even at the end. Yeah. Oh, the whole,
Yeah, it took a long time for him to die.
Oh, really?
But at least she was like, I'm going to throw the chain on the track so he'll get electrocuted. Instead, it just pulls the thing out.
It was right. And then you had another
way. Wait. No.
Oh.
Don't.
God.
Don't.
Okay. I'm stopping.
All right. We're on. All right. So your third like.
My third like was the fact that the security guard and the rapist totally freaking deserved it. I like that they killed them quickly. I appreciated that. Well, except that they didn't actually kill the rapist quickly because he came back and he was alive. But then they were dealing with the rapist.
I'm sorry, Caden. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. Here, let me kill you myself. Thanks. And then the security guard was just a douchebag. I mean, really. I'm sorry. Until you verify it for me, I'm not going to call anybody or do anything. What? Seriously? That's how the freaking London Underground handles things? That's really sad. I mean, if the guy had said, like, I mean, really. I read a review somewhere that said, if this is how the London Underground actually works, then that's really not a rousing endorsement of the London Underground.
No, you know, it's like, not.
I was like, I really hope not. Because if she had been going, there's a bomb, the guy would have been like, show me the bomb.
I want to see the unattended package.
Oh, yeah. And then the guy kills it, and I'm like, yes! Yes! Security guard is dead! Yes! Totally deserved it.
He did totally deserve it.
Totally deserved it. I liked that the first two people to officially die on screen were the rapist and the security guard.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, the train driver totally didn't deserve it, I'm sure. Maybe he was a nice guy. I don't know. They didn't show that, though. And so I don't really care. But the first two main deaths were the rapist and the security guard, and I appreciated that.
Me too.
Good. That was number three.
All right, well, my number three, I really like the fake door jokes.
The what?
There's a point when they're in the, like, the medical facility, and they're like, we have to get out of here, and they're, like, opening doors, but they open onto, like, concrete walls and brick walls. And I'm just like, I thought to myself, like, something about this is funnier when it's in a horror movie than in a cartoon. Because it's all like, you know, oh, you think you're going to get out, do you? Well, joke's on you.
Joke's on you. Ha ha, it's all picked up.
So I really like that. Like, every time I saw that scene, I was just like, I like this. This is funny.
Did it make you giggle?
I a little bit, yeah.
Their terror made you giggle. You're a sick human being. I just want you to know that.
I would do that if I were a serial murderer. I'd put people in a house with lots of fake doors and watch them from security cameras and laugh.
It should be in the next Saw movie.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It probably is in one of the Saw movies. How many Saw movies are there now? Like 20, 30?
Or 6 or 7 now.
So that's probably in at least one of them.
Yeah, but at least the Saw movies, they're all interconnected. A lot of horror movies that have sequels, they don't interconnect them at all.
I don't watch those. They're scary.
Not really scary. They're just violent. But anyway, so did you do your number three like? Yeah.
Yeah, I did my number three like. Are we on our four dislikes now?
Yes, our number four dislike. I'll go first because we kind of already broached this anyway, which is the overextended death for the creature man monster thingy and the main character's reversion to homelessness.
Booyah.
So I find like that. Why are we watching the monster die for, like, 3 minutes? He's the bad guy. Like, I don't care. I just want him to die.
I really don't care about the bad guy. I don't feel sorry for him in any way, shape, or form. Yeah, miserable childhood, genetic freak, lived in the sewers, communicates with rats. But who the freak cares?
Yeah, and then at the end when she, like, she goes and sits down and she's all, like, kind of freaked out a little bit. And the dog comes, sits on her lap, and she looks all homeless. I'm like, my first thing when I realized, like, that there are people down there is like, hey, can you
hey.
Like, the British equivalent of 911? Like,
right.
Because I might need, like, a doctor, and they're dead people. And I'm saying, like, that might want, like, ambulances would be nice.
Yep.
But and I mean, she passed, you can just throw money at me instead. Like, that's
cool. I swear she walked literally right past one of those emergency pulley thingies.
Of course she did. She walked just right like, past the guard thing.
I feel like sitting on the ground and playing with my dog.
It's not even her dog. It's...
I don't know. Yeah, I know. The dog was hilarious, by the way.
Yeah, that was... the character in the movie, really.
Yeah. And, okay, so my dislike is actually slightly connected to that, because my number four dislike was, really? That's it? That's all?
Yeah.
That's all you've got? I mean, like, really? There was, like, literally nothing epic about that ending whatsoever. There was no actual climax. It was like, okay, so to set it up for people, I mean, it literally did take 5 minutes for the dude to die. So she's like, he's chasing her or something. I don't know. He throws her to the ground. I barely even remember it because it was deplorable. And then she takes this hook thing that is randomly there. Seriously, what the hell was that hook doing? I'm sorry. Anyway, and then she gets him in the neck, and then she like, oh, there's a live track and I'm going to throw the metal on it. But then she has to dig the thing out of the freaking wall to do it. And I'm like, dude, just pull the hook out of his neck and slam it in his freaking skull. And that would have been slightly epic. But no, she has to pull it out of the wall, and there's another 2 minutes of agony. And then she like walks across the track. She doesn't just throw it on the track. And presumably this live section is live all the time. It's not just live occasionally. But she doesn't do that. She like drags it across so it never actually touches the line. And then the train comes and it like pulls the thing out. And then you have him, you know, gurgling. It didn't even pull his entire throat out, which it should have.
Yes, because it was in the back of his throat. It should have pulled everything forward. So he should have made no noise.
I should have seen spine. But instead, I get, and not even his voice box. I swear, he probably could have still talked. Did he talk? I'm not even sure if he talked, but he's still breathing.
No, he was just making noise. That probably was good.
Excuse me. Yeah, he was like, what? Oh. And then, but yeah, and and she like feels sorry for him even at that point. She has like a weapon, but she doesn't just bash his skull in. She just watches him die. And I'm like, just bash his skull in already. Get this stupid movie over with.
Oh, it's so ridiculous. Like, and the interesting thing is, why does she care? We realize she's a horrible human being all the way
twice.
Up to the movie.
She stops twice to feel sorry for him.
Three times? Well, no, twice to feel sorry for him. Three times she doesn't kill him.
Well, yeah, but twice she stops and considers her actions going... do I really want to do this? Would this make me a bad person?
It's like, no.
No, it wouldn't make you a bad freaking person. Just bash his head in. I want blood. I want brain matter.
Oh.
Exactly.
All right. We're on our likes then. That was good.
Yeah.
All right.
Have any more? Okay. All right. Can I do my likes?
Yes. Do your like because mine's funny.
Okay. So I seriously loved how the mutant guy managed to convey dick. So well. The guy was such a douche.
Oh, the way he walked and looked around. Yeah.
Exactly. I thought it was hilarious. I don't know. There's like the one main scene. I don't know which part it was. But he seriously, his actions just conveyed, I am a total asshole. You're going, you really are. I mean, he had more ego than the rapist, who's like this well-dressed cocaine-snorting guy, who's presumably like this high-priced businessman, sort of lawyer kind of guy. And he didn't convey half the douche that guy did. It was
so
awesome.
True.
I was so impressed. I was like, wow. Even with all like the mutant makeup and the blood and all the icky and gross, he still managed to make himself look like a total badass douchebag. I was impressed.
That was true. It was the scene right before he kills Mandy.
Exactly. It was awesome. I was like, this is the best freaking scene in the entire film, just for that. I mean, his like body acting was almost as good as what's his name in playing Gollum in The Lord of the Rings. It was perfect. Oh, but
no language needed.
Right. Unfortunately, they didn't actually write him to be like, you know, a badass, high-priced lawyer. Although, I really would like to see him in one of those roles, because I think he could pull it off, even with the mutant makeup. They just needed to throw a suit on him and give him a briefcase and then stick him in a courtroom, and it would have been awesome.
I agree. I like that part, too, but that's not one of my likes. Unfortunate. I did like that.
It was good, wasn't it?
It was good.
It was good.
All right.
There
so
was
my
more acting. I just have to say there was more acting in that like 2 minute little just walking and moving part than there was in the rest of the film.
Agreed. Okay. So my number four like Yoda babies. Did you notice that one of the jar babies looked like Yoda? Like a dead ringer for freaking Yoda. I'm not
That's
joking.
Hilarious. I'm gonna
watch it again. Watch the scene again. It's like the third jar baby.
Oh my god.
It looks exactly like Yoda. And like I saw that and I was just like, yeah.
The like, only mutation I could figure out that was going on with those babies too was that they were ugly. Okay. I was like trying to find like the actual like I'm sitting there going, okay, so you know, this guy's a genetic freak, and it kind of seemed like, you know, it was some sort of experimentation going on, because the dude freaking had a lab underground, you know? So I'm kind of going, okay, so they've got to have some freaky stuff going on. And I'm, like, looking at the babies going, all right, where's the freaky stuff? And I realized they were just ugly. They were just ugly babies.
Yeah, like, if they'd established, like, they were trying to cross humans with rats or something, like, I'd have been like, that's stupid, but at least, like, there's a logic to it.
A logic to it. It would have explained the screeching.
But instead, they were just trying to produce Yoda babies.
Yoda babies.
So, somebody was obsessed with Star Wars. Okay.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ugliest babies ever.
Yeah,
and I have pretty ugly babies, so I should know.
That's awful.
Haven't I told you the story that one of my children came out looking like a gremlin? And when I said this to the nurse, I was like, oh, she looks like a gremlin. She was like, surely you mean the cute, fuzzy little, you know, whatever that, what are the fuzzy ones called? Gizmo type, but they have a name.
Oh.
When they're in that form.
Mogwai.
Anyway, what?
Mogwai.
Right. Okay. So she's going, surely you mean the fuzzy Mogwai gizmo type ones. And I'm going, no, I mean the ugly ass green big eared ones. Gremlins.
That is awful.
I know.
Anyway,
my babies.
So the Yoda babies is my number four, and there are other Star Wars references in my things. So
there are other Star Wars references.
Yes, there's one more good Star Wars reference that's in the movie.
All right. So what are we on? Number five
dislike. Yeah.
All right. Shall I go first?
Sure.
I really dislike the fact that after the guy died, she wasn't hit by a train.
It would have been almost justice.
Wouldn't that have been awesome? I was hoping for like a total Final Destination style death scene right there. So like the guy dies, she's feeling kind of sorry for him. You're like going, oh my God, you need to die. And then she like walks out of the train tunnel, out of the tunnel into the out of this little side tunnel. Onto the main track, and I was like, wham! Awesome! And then it didn't happen. And I was really disappointed. And then you have to deal with, you know, the last 5 minutes of crap that they gave you with the homeless crying and not telling anybody that there's lots of dead people hanging around. No.
Yeah, looks
so
into
it would
camera.
Have been much better film if she had just been hit by a train. And then my last little, in addition to her not getting hit, I dislike the fact that, you know, in that continuation, there's like that last 2 seconds, 5 seconds of her looking directly at the camera.
Yes, yes.
And that's called something. What is that called when they
breaking
come
the fourth
out?
Wall?
Breaking the fourth wall. Okay, I was like, what? Frack?
Yeah.
Are you trying? I mean, like, maybe if they were actually doing a decent job of the social commentary with the whole homeless people thing, missing, maybe that there was a purpose to her breaking the fourth wall. Like, she's trying to somehow tell people that she broke the fourth wall just to let them know that they shouldn't frown on homeless people. Except that was not established in the rest of the film in any way, shape, or form, except for me picking it out of up and pulling it out of my ass. So I really have no idea why she looked at the camera, except that someone thought it was funny or something.
I don't know. It's a dumb movie.
She should have been hit by a train.
Okay, well, my last dislike actually has an A through H.
Okay.
So my fifth dislike is every dumb horror cliche ever.
Oh, God, I know.
So here we go. A, they don't kill the bad guy when they have the chance. We've already gone over this, so we won't go over it more. They don't. They get three good shots to do it. They don't. B, people do remarkably idiotic things. Like, for example, the Scottish guy goes after the bad guy, despite the fact that they're not actually going to do anything to him anyway, because obviously they're not going to kill him. And and also they go after him not knowing if it is the bad guy that's in the train or whether it's just the train driver. And they have this whole argument about, well, maybe the train driver is the guy. And I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure this evil monster guy is killing people. I'm certain it's not a train driver, because he wouldn't have had time to have but anyway, stupid. Anyway, C, all of the women are helpless or really dumb or both. For example, I mean, the main character thinks she's going to shag George Clooney. And she talks to a dog as if it's actually going to listen. She sits there and she goes, hey, wait, wait. Like a dog. Yeah, no, it doesn't work, lady. Trust me. If you ever had a pet dog, it doesn't work. She also randomly pulls off one of her nails after damaging it because apparently.
Oh, I know. What was that?
Well, apparently that's what you do when you're trying to avert being killed. You pull off one of your nails and
after
somehow
breaks.
That means you'll survive.
I broke a nail.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all stupid. Anyway, all right, D, the men are all dumb. Or uber macho. Or both. Some of them are rapists. The security guard is the dumbest since he seems obsessed with seeing an injured man before just calling the cops. Like, okay. Anyway, E, the creature man monster is a dumb too. Reason being because he doesn't realize that it takes more than 7 minutes for someone who is alive 1 second to actually die. Apparently he thinks when somebody goes, I ain't dead yet, and he comes back in 7 minutes, like, he might be dead. So he doesn't realize that people might be playing tricks on him. Like, he's just really dumb. And he also randomly plays games with the main character at the end, like, where he's, like, touching her face and, like...
Oh, I know that.
I didn't understand what the point was. Whatever. But anyway, E, or no, we're all, that was E. F, lights go out randomly, which is, you know, and nobody questions why trains aren't on time at their other stops. You know, like, maybe, like, after 3 hours when the driver...
Well, no, because it was closed down. It's nighttime, so presumably it's closed.
Yeah, but the train driver...
Well, no, okay, you're right. It totally doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but especially since it's hours since the train driver isn't checked in, and nobody has really called a cop. They're only a station over.
Yeah, that's true.
That train
and they don't
stuck.
Even close down the station or anything the next morning going, that's weird.
Why is
there a train stuck in the tunnel?
There's blood everywhere. What's going on? Yeah, they don't do that. Anyway, dumb. And then G, the music is overly dramatic when it doesn't need to be.
That's true. That was when it became ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, it'll be really loud, like something really scary is happening when all she's doing is running down a hall.
Yep.
Which is okay, whatever. And then H is the actual premise is just really, really dumb. The whole idea, like, that nobody checked to make sure somebody was in the train station before they locked it up.
Right. It was the convenience issue. I mean, it was a very cliche horror film.
Yeah, it's dumb.
And, you know, I think the biggest mistake on their part, and it usually is, it's the thing that kills most horror films and makes them not horror anymore, is revealing the monster. The reason that first 5 minutes is creepy is because you don't see a damn thing.
True.
You know, and then you see him and you're like, well, he's totally not scary. He's this, like, scrawny white dude.
But he's apparently buff.
Who wears shorts and, like, has, like, a keychain on his belt. So he's a dork, too.
I imagine living in the crypt like he doesn't have fashion sense. But anyway, okay, so your last
Sorry,
like...
my brain. My last, like... was I found the sound effects absolutely hilarious. I loved them. They made me laugh every time that he, you know, cut into something. I had to giggle. I mean, I really did. It was mostly just the butchering sound effects. Those were great. Oh, well, and then his screeching and then the rats. Those all very funny. I mean, like, the sound effects were way louder than they needed to be, too. So, like, a rat scurrying across a rail, which you shouldn't hear at all, is suddenly, like, the loudest thing ever. And you're going, oh, what? Why yes. do I hear the rat scurrying on metal? It just doesn't make any sense. One rat. Seriously.
Quiet.
But the butchering was like, oh my goodness, I think they had the most fun ever, those sound effects people. Because the butchering sounded like, I don't even know what it sounded like. It was epic. I mean, it was like, you know, it was, and ripping, and oh, it was fabulous.
It was good. Yeah,
I like sound effects that. Are dumb.
And can I do my last like so yes, we can grade the stupid movie? Like. Yes. All right, well, my last like, we've kind of already mentioned it, but conveniently placed hooks on chains and Jabba the Hutt references.
God, yes. Oh, that's what that was.
yeah, it's clearly a Jabba the Hutt reference. And she's, like, yanking him on the chain. And, yeah. That was just really dumb. Like, why would there be a hook?
You liked the fact that there were conveniently placed hooks?
I found it amusing that it was
crowbars.
Jabba.
There seemed to be a lot of crowbars.
Well, it's a subway. That makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
It's the randomly placed hook. Like, it was dumb, but, like, at least it was a Jabba the Hutt reference, but in reverse order, so it was kind of okay.
I'm struggling to figure out what on earth that possibly could have been used for.
Timbers? No, I don't know what...
A butcher shop down below? I mean...
I don't know, because it's not positioned. I don't know. You're thinking about this movie all wrong. You should not be trying to make sense of it.
Oh, I know, I really shouldn't. I did like the conveniently placed hooks, though. They were kind of amusing.
It was amusing.
There seemed to be a lot of them.
It's like a video game. Like, you know, there's always stuff right when you need it.
Except that they never take advantage of it. But there's always going to be a weapon there, just in case you're smart enough to pick it up and use it.
Yes. Okay, well, now we have to grade this awful film. And to be fair to this film, it is not as bad as some of the stuff we've already watched.
No.
It's not.
It's still pretty bad, though.
It's bad, but it's for me, slightly better than everything else. Because there were at least the point of the movie, like, I watched it, and I was like, there were a couple moments, and I was like, ah, that was kind of scary. And then it was, you know, like, at least the movie accomplished sometimes what it meant to do, whereas the other films did not.
Okay, that makes sense. So what are you grading it as?
A C-.
I'm going with a straight C.
Oh, you're being a little bit more generous than me. Okay.
I am. I would have given it a C- to a D, to be honest, except that they put that first 5 minutes in the film, which at least increases it a grade.
Okay. So C from Jen, C- from me. You can't average that. So it's like I realized I was going to say something, and then I was like, that is actually dirty. I should not say that. But if you take the letter C and then you take the first syllable of minus and put them together. I was waiting for you to get it.
Oh, I apologize, intrepid listeners. Duke has a very dirty mind.
It wasn't dirty until I realized what it was.
Yeah, that's one of those things that you're like, see, oh, no, never mind.
yes.
Don't want to say that.
Oh.
Excuse me. Yeah. Oh, okay. So.
Yeah. So it's a C-ish.
C-ish.
Mid to low C, yeah.
Yeah. It's not that thing that you aren't going to say.
Yes. Anyway, so yeah, this movie's bad.
Bad.
In terms of horror movies, don't see it.
Don't.
It's, yeah.
But Mia, I still hate you because you made me watch it.
Alrighty. Well, we're going to go to the music real quick and then close out the show with our question of the week. And then I don't know what exactly the plan is for next episode, but I'm hoping it's an interview.
Yay!
It's not an interview. It will be just a discussion. But we have a bunch of interviews actually lined up since the certain interview we had planned apparently decided did not want to talk to us anymore for some reason. It was really odd, but whatever. But we got awesome people lined up for you guys, so
yes,
really looking forward to it. So we'll be right back. And we're back with our reading and writing and our question of the week. So, Jen, what are you reading?
I'm still reading The End of Mr. Y.
Okay.
Well, so I have time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have time anymore. Really
you have time.
Sucks.
Everybody
I'm
has
trying.
Time.
I'm trying to have time. But
you
see, my TiVo...
Jay Lake has cancer and he has time.
Whatever. Okay, so like my TiVo has totally filled up and I need to catch up on all my shows. So until that happens... Because, like, there's some really amazing shows out there. Like, Stargate Universe is just freaking awesome this season. And we now have The Walking Dead, which is likewise totally freaking awesome.
Yeah, except for episode 2, which sucked.
Oh, I haven't actually watched it yet. The first episode was pretty good, though. So,
yeah,
I've been catching up on TiVo.
Okay.
So, instead of reading and writing, I've been watching.
All right, well, you suck. Well, I am reading. We've now moved on from the book we were reading last week. We're now reading Colonialism and the Emergence of Science Fiction by... I think it's John Ryder.
You always get the interesting books.
I'm a few pages into it. It's actually really interesting, but I've read part of this book before, so I've read like half of it before. It's actually a pretty good book. Yeah, I'm looking forward to reading that, and then I'm going to start digging back into the Tobias Bekele and Nalo Hopkinson books because I have to work on my thesis, and now apparently I'm going to another conference.
Oh, are you?
I haven't applied to it or... decided I'm going, but my director for my master's was like, hey, this guy I've been talking to who's got some really good information for you, like, you should go to his conference. And I'm like, I can't now say no.
What conference is it?
I don't know yet. He has to send me the information.
Oh, gotcha.
But apparently it'll be useful for me, and I'll get to meet the guy he's been talking with who actually seems very enthusiastic about my thesis. So,
ooh, that's exciting.
Yes, I am excited about that.
Good.
Yeah, so... question of the week is,
what is your favorite zombie movie?
Yay,
I love zombie movies.
Me too.
Zombies are awesome. And Amia said that there were a lot of zombie costumes in England this year, so apparently that's definitely a theme that's going on, which we already knew kind of, but
yeah, we
now
already.
We want to know what your favorite zombie movie is. Duke, what's your favorite zombie movie?
I have to cheat because some people who are purists will say it's not a zombie movie, but I like 28 Days Later.
Booyah, me too.
Which I think is a zombie movie, so.
I think it's a zombie movie, too.
Just not a traditional
movie. Yeah, it's not
movie.
Like a, you know, magic zombie movie, but I never liked those anyway.
Yeah.
I think
George Romero has gone downhill, seriously, so.
I never really watched his stuff anyway. I'm sure those are pretty good zombie movies, but I love 28 Days Later.
Yeah, it was good. 28 Weeks Later was still pretty good.
Yeah, and is he doing a 28 Years Later?
28 Months.
28 Months, that's what's
yep.
next.
It's coming. It's coming.
Excellent. Very exciting.
It's going to be the best.
All right, so let us know what your favorite zombie movie is.
What is your favorite?
I just said 28 Days
oh,
Later.
Oh, was it 20? Okay, never mind.
Hells to the yeah.
Hells yeah. What? All right, so if you want to send us your response, you can... do it by sending us an email at
giffyandfanty@gmail.com.
Yes. Leave a comment at
giffyandfanty.wordpress.com.
Yep. Or you can send us a Twitter message at
skiffyandfanty.
Yep. Twitter.com/skiffyandfanty. So, you know,
well, yeah, same difference.
Yeah. So, those are the ways you can contact us. We'd like to hear what your favorite zombie movie is. If you don't contact us, we will send the CIA after you. So.
And we will pretend that you told us and tell everybody that you like something really stupid. Like, I don't know.
Battlefield Earth. Really,
yeah, but that's not a zombie movie.
No, but it, well, it makes you into a zombie.
What's a really, really, really bad, stupid zombie movie?
Land of the Dead.
Oh, yeah, that is a really bad one. All right, well, tell everybody that you, like, our entire readership audience likes Land of the Dead.
Yeah, which is awful.
Yeah.
Awful movie.
Apparently. I'll just believe you.
No, it is. It is. It's just a terrible movie.
Okay.
I will explain off podcast. So,
all right, everybody.
That's the episode. So we will be back next week with regular programming.
Regular programming.
Yes, but shorter.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Bye.
Bye.